Soundstripe.
Hey, all you Gen Xers, and welcome back to Rewind to 1984. Dust off those Trapper Keepers, buckle up, flux capacitors charged, and get ready, because this week we're taking a time jump back to discuss the second week of April in 1984. But first, let's take a look at what's going on in the music charts in 2024. At number 10, dropping from number 2 last week, Type Shit from Future, Metro Boomin, Travis Scott, and Playboi Carti. At number 9, up one spot, We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love from Ariana Grande. At number 8, Holdin' Steady, Jack Harlow with Lovin' on Me. At number 7, debut from Beyonce, Jolene. I don't know that I've heard this one, just know the original from Dolly, which who can't love that one? All right, at number 6, newcomer to Most Wanted, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus. At number 5, falling one spot, Teddy Swims with Lose Control. At number 4, up one spot, Hozier with Too Sweet. At number 3, Holdin' Steady, Beautiful Things from Benson Boone. At number 2, Beyonce back in the top 10 with Texas Hold'em. And at number 1 for a second straight week, Like That from Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that. Before we get to the top 10 songs of 1984, let's look at the news this week in 1984. April 9th at the 56th Academy Awards, Terms of Endearment wins 5 of the 11 Oscars it is nominated for. This includes Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor for Jack Nicholson. We've been talking about this movie throughout the year, and we've seen it in the top 10 throughout the first 4 months of the year, so no surprise here that it won so many awards. On April 12th, Israel bus number 300 is hijacked by Palestinian gunmen demanding the release of 500 Arab prisoners. After a high-speed chase and failed roadblocks, Israeli military forces stormed the bus after forcing it to stop by shooting and bursting its tires. Two of the hijackers and one hostage is killed in the siege, and the remaining two gunmen are executed. And on April 13th, Indian Armed Forces launch Operation Meghdoot to capture the Siachen Glacier in the region of Kashmir. The assault takes place on the highest battlefield in the world with an altitude of 6,400 meters, which is 21,000 feet. Interesting. Okay, on to the top 10 songs of 1984. At number 10, Van Halen with Jump. This is the 10th week in the top 10 for Jump, and probably the last, and that breaks my heart to see it go. What a run. All right, at number 9, falling one spot, Daryl Hall and John Oates with Adult Education. At number 8, up three spots, the Thompson Twins with Hold Me Now. Oh, hold me now. Whoa, hold my heart. Stay with me. Let love start. Let love start. Artist spotlight on the Thompson Twins. The Thompson Twins were a British pop band that achieved significant commercial success in the 1980s. Formed in 1977, the band originally consisted of three members, Tom Bailey, Alana Curry, and Joe Leeway. Despite their name, none of the members were actually twins. Their early sound was characterized by a mix of new wave, synth pop, and post-punk influences. They gained attention with their second album, Set, released in 1982, which featured the hit single In the Name of Love. However, it was their subsequent album, Into the Gap, which again was in 1984, that captured them to international stardom. Into the Gap spawned several hit singles, including this week's song, number 8, Hold Me Now, Doctor Doctor, and You Take Me Up, which helped the album reach platinum status in multiple countries. The Thompson Twins became known for their catchy melodies, inventive synth arrangements, and colorful music videos that were a staple of the MTV era. After the success of Into the Gap, the Thompson Twins continued to release albums throughout the 1980s, experimenting with their sound and incorporating influences from world music. However, their popularity began to wane in the late 80s, and the band underwent several lineup changes. By the early 90s, the Thompson Twins had disbanded, with Tom Bailey being the only constant member throughout the band's existence. After the breakup, Bailey pursued a solo career, while Curry and Leeway moved on to other projects. Despite their relatively brief time in the spotlight, the Thompson Twins left a lasting impact on the 80s music and are remembered for their infectious songs and distinctive style. I remember them in 85 and became a bigger fan when they joined Madonna, who was one of my favorites at the time, during her Live Aid performance. Who remembers that? Okay, on with the countdown, as Casey would say. At number 7, the Eurythmics falling falling 3 spots from number 4 with Here Comes the Rain Again. At number 6, up 1 spot, Culture Club with Miss Be Blind. At number 5, up 1 spot, The Pointer Sisters with Automatic. At number 4, big gainer here, Lionel Richie with Hello. Hard to say that song's title without actually singing it, but I'm going to spare y'all and not sing it. At number 3, falling 1 spot, Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me. At number 2, up 1 spot, Phil Collins with Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now. And at number 1 for a third straight week, Kenny Loggins with Footloose. Okay, on to the top 10 movies of 2024. At number 10, falling 3 spots, Arthur the King. At number 9, newcomer, The Long Game. The plot, in 1955, 5 young Mexican-American caddies out of love for the game were determined to learn how to play, so they created their own golf course in the middle of South Texas desert. At number 8, Shrek 2, for some reason this one re-enters, old movie, I don't get it, but maybe it was a re-release. At number 7, falling 3 spots, The First Omen. At number 6, falling 4 spots, Monkey Man. At number 5, up 1 spot, Dune Part 2. At number 4, up 1 spot, Kung Fu Panda 4. At number 3, holding steady, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. At number 2, falling a spot, Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire. And at number 1, newcomer, Civil War. And that's all I'll say about that. Okay, on to the top 10 movies of 1984. At number 10, falling 1 spot, Footloose. At number 9, newcomer, Swing Shift. This is a Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell movie. A woman finds romance when she takes a job at an aircraft plant to help make ends meet after her husband goes off to war. At number eight, falling three spots, Where the Boys Are, 1984. At number seven, re-entering the top 10, Terms of Endearment, probably got an Oscars boost. At number six, Holding Steady, Moscow on the Hudson. At number five, falling one spot, Splash. At number four, falling two spots, Greystoke. At number three, Holding Steady, Romancing the Stone. Again, really surprised this one never got to the number one spot, or at least not yet. At number one, after multiple weeks, at number one, falling a spot, Police Academy, and the new number one movie debut, Friday the 13th, Part 4, The Final Chapter. After being announced dead and taken to a morgue, Jason Voorhees spontaneously revives, escapes from the hospital, and stalks a group of friends renting a house in the countryside near Crystal Lake.
Three times before, you have felt the terror, known the madness, lived the horror. But this is the one you've been screaming for. Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. Jason is back. He moves like a shadow, dark and silent.
Sorry, you change your mind?
He never utters a word. He doesn't even seem to breathe.
Where the hell is the corkscrew?
He simply, mindlessly, mercilessly, kills. But now, Jason's reign of terror is over. Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. Jason's unlucky day.
And that's it for Rewind to 1984 this week. Don't forget to like the podcast on your favorite platform and leave a review. I hope you're having fun taking this trip back to 1984 with me, and we will talk to you again next week.